I'm Trevor Castle. We're catching up with Coach George Wares of the Central College softball team. The Dutch picking up a sweep of St. Olaf of Minnesota in their Iowa opener here on Wednesday at the Kuiper Athletic Complex, 4-1 and 4-3 over the Olies. Coach, I'll give you a chance. First thoughts on the doubleheader today.
It's a lot of good, and, you know, give St. Olaf credit. I mean, the first pitcher you watch her and you think, why aren't we just hitting, you know, the heck out of her? But, you know, she moves the ball well, a little bit like the Claremont kid we faced, to be honest, who really shut us down in Arizona. And they called a game. Well, you know, obviously Kayla played at Luther and she knows a little bit about that. She caught there. And so we were happy to get a couple wins. I think they're a quality team coming in 5-1 and they're headed to Georgia now, and I think they'll do well. I think they'll be upper division in Minnesota. So, yeah, we had a lot of things that didn't go well, but we were still able to win, too, so that's always positive.
Let's go game by game. Game one, a 4-1 win. You got off to a 2-0 start in the first inning, but rocky for Sidney Huseman in the circle, stranding the bases loaded in the first, stranding the bases loaded in the second. What did she do that was able to allow her to kind of fight through that trouble and keep you in the game?
I think she just, you know, cliches, but I think she just gutted it out because she really, and she would be the first to admit, she really wasn't very good. She was missing location and had a pretty favorable umpire. You know, Berger tends to be really true in calling a lot of strikes. We just got behind, you know, all day in that game, and we were fortunate, you know, when you have the bases loaded a couple times that they end up not scoring more than one in that game. But she did. She ended up throwing 90-some innings, so she threw more pitches in that game than she did a couple of the complete games she threw in Arizona.
And then Morgan Chabon in relief, 2 2/3, couple of hits, couple of strikeouts. I mean, she looked really sharp out there.
She's so necessary for this team. I can't even begin to tell people how valuable that is. And, you know, that game. And you know, even in game two, we were going to, you know, bring her in a little bit earlier. But Beck was actually getting better, and, you know, we didn't. And home run happens. But, yeah, Chabon is just a real big part of what we're trying to do. And she loves her role and fits that role so well for us.
We're catching up with George Wares, head coach of the Central softball team, 4-3 in game two. And it was the opposite start. You gave up two runs in the first inning. Emma Beck not sharp, but then eventually settled in at one point, retired 10 in a row. What was working for her today?
Well, we got the baseball stat guru of Major Leagues, Larry, up here. And, you know, what are those pitchers they say you better get to them in the first inning? You know, she's kind of becoming that a little bit. And, you know, I wish I could say we knew, you know, but if we knew, we'd probably fix it quicker. But she's just started slow sometimes and just can't get command. We're fortunate they only scored two, you know, and we throw, you know, one time when they got the two to the second run, we threw a rise ball away, you know, so you know it's tailing away and going up and went right down the center of the plate. You know, that's how badly she's missing some of those pitches. And, you know, then we were fortunate to stay in it. And then, as you said, she retired 10 straight. And, you know, probably because of that is the reason we left her in. You know, I was that close. I'm showing the distance to bring in Chabon in, you know, right away in the top of the seventh. And, you know, the kid that we threw, we threw it down the center of the plate. She's 0-7, and now she's 1-8, you know, with a big home run. And, you know, so maybe it's just we wanted the dramatic walk-off. We haven't had one of those for a while. So, no, Beck pitched much better after that first inning.
And the offense battled, kept grinding back. You got one to make it 2-1 and then finally broke through. Let's talk about Carson Fisk and you know, the triple and eventually scoring as the ball gets thrown into the dugout to tie the game. And it really seemed like that gave you a lot of life.
Yeah, Carson has just been so good in terms of listening and trying to do everything she can to be a better offensive player. And it's showing, you know, she's looking for a bunt base a little bit more, and then she gets a strike. She can do something with him more than she did last year. And, you know, I had no thought about not sending her to three, even though we knew it was going to be a close play. And maybe that was gratuitous for our part that it was close and bounced off her helmet. And I didn't even ask if she was okay. You know, it hit her in the head. But right away we scored. And you're right. I mean, just like that, you know, because we were straining some runners because their pitchers are tough because they move the ball well. And the last kid that was in was she was erratic. So you really couldn't do a lot of the stuff we like to do in terms of squeezing stuff because she just wasn't around the zone that much. So it was nice to get the tying run, you know, without having to worry about somebody else getting a base hit.
You talked about the home run earlier. That tied it up in the top of the seventh inning and then just came right back in the bottom of the seventh to walk it off. Your thoughts on just that immediate response?
I felt good. You know, we had the top of the order and they'd been swinging it pretty well, you know, especially the top two. And, you know, we weren't chasing pitches. Those three weren't. And, you know, able to get the first couple on and then, you know, Franny, next thing you know, bases loaded. And I felt pretty good then, you know. I mean, when they get stir at the plate, you start, okay, you know, because obviously they know where they're going with it. But with Stir up and Riley up and Higgins there, I thought somebody was going to probably come through and get it. And we definitely did not want to go, you know, to the eighth inning in that one.
So the Dutch with a 4-1, 4-3 sweep over St. Olaf. Now you have 10 days off, Coach, before your next action. Weather doesn't look super great over that time, but what does this look like as you're trying to, you know, part of the process to try to keep getting better? You know, what are we working on over the next week and a half?
It's actually perfect timing for us. You know, we're banged up a little bit, and obviously if people don't know, you know, losing, we feel like just so bad for Emma Jensen, you know, the another freakish, you know, no contact ACL, and she's done for the year. And then Mariah's been struggling with a little bit of a hip injury. So we're a little down there in terms of depth. And obviously Jensen being out now, we know we're going to have to find somebody else, and that'll give us some time to Higgins out there defensively. We could go Carly Underwood, and she's probably not ready offensively. But and then we've had Franny's been playing beat up. Haley's been playing beat up. And our pitchers, you know, Sydney is not the Sydney of old where she can throw a lot in back-to-back days, and she did that for us, and we need some rest. So we were really hoping to get to here because it makes the rest a little bit easier. So we're going to just meet tomorrow, practice with the JV, and either tomorrow or Friday, and give the varsity a long weekend off after tomorrow, and then come back Monday and just work on things we continue to work on, you know, trying to get our pitchers a little sharper, getting ahead in the count. We really spent a lot of time on the running game. They didn't run, you know, because that was a little bit of an Achilles heel when we played in Georgia and Arizona. And then just keep swinging. That we've been swinging a lot, and Coach O'Brien came up to me after we had the three pop-ups and got nothing one inning, and she said, "We're done doing all this extra hitting." She said they're fatigued because of all the extra at-bats, and a little frustrated. No, we'll keep doing that, and I like where we are, you know, because we're really pretty average right now in terms of what we think we can be. You know, we're playing CC plus softball, and I think there's a lot of B and A stuff still left, and we're going to try to figure it out before we play St. Ben's.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
That's George Ware's, head coach of the Central College softball team. Quick note that Dutch will play St. Ben's on Saturday, March 30th. That'll be our first doubleheader of the year back here in Iowa on 92.1 KRLS. Catching up with Coach George Ware's of the Central College softball team, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA KRLS.